So Moran says, Omale, mi savrit lechem, pitana kodush, who tells you that by the shteh lechem? What's mekadosh shteh lechem, the tanner, by baking it in the oven? Who told you that's what gives the kedusha for the shteh lechem? No. Shchitas kvosim mekachalei. Hatayye b'shasta shchito. When they make the shchito on one kevos or on both kvosim, that's what gives the kedusha saguf to the shteh lechem. If so, since both kvosim give the kedusha, so each kevos is called like a chatzi mekadosh. And therefore, v'habola kadosh kebola hatidomi. Just like the Chum say by Chatzi Matir, you can't make pigul, so adin by Chatzi Mekadish. If the Shechitas was Mekadish, a Shtei Alechem, so if you only have in mind pigul, v'shas one Mekadish, v'shas one Shechita, that cannot make a Machsheves pigul. So, could be Shnei Kvosim is different than the Halacha, that a Shechita is a Mekadish, therefore you can't have Machsheves pigul during a Chatzi Mekadish. Moshe Rav Simi Barashi Zimashi asked a question that Acherim say Hiktim Mulem Learelim Kosher if Bishas Teshchito of a Korban Pesach. So Bishas he shechted the first simon, he had a mind to shecht the Korban full of Mulem. That's good for people that are Gemalt, they could eat from the Korban Pesach. And the second simon, Bishas Shechit, he had a mind to do it L'Shem Arelim, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So it says the Maaseh of Yehiktim again, you had first the Machshavas to Shech L'Shem Mulim, and then L'Shem Arelim, so it's kosher. But the opposite way, let's say Hiktim Arelim L'Mulim, first you had a mind to Shech the Korban Pesach L'Shem and Oral, people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, and then you had a mind L'Shem Mulim, is Pesach. So what's the Machlokes over there? For Kaimlim, we come on over there, the Bechatzim Mate Pligi, the Shalos, if you have this Machshava, to shech the korban pesach l'shem nolon on a chatzim matter only one simin, does that pass for the korban or not? So the question is, why is shechita called a matir? The shechita of the korban is not called the matir. What's called the matir is the zrikas adam. So the shechita is called an avoda by itself. So everybody should agree, even by a chatzim over it should make a psul. So Mora says no. Mi savrit, who told you that dam b'tzav v'heima kodesh? Who told you the dam that comes out of a korban? It has this kedusha from coming out of the neck of the animal. No, I'll tell you, dam sake mekachale, that the dam that comes out of the neck by a korban, it's the sake, it's the shchita, it's the knife of the shchita that's mekadish the dam that makes it fit to make a zrika with it. So therefore, via bola kadish kabola hatidami. So therefore, shchita by korban is also considered like it's coming to be mekadish the dam of the korban. And therefore, a chatzi mekadish is like a chatzi matir that according to Chachamim that cannot make a psul, just like a chatzi matir cannot make a psul pigul, who adin a chatzi matir cannot make a psul or machshav with the shechtet l'shem arenu. So again, it would not be a kasha on what Rabbi Yechanan holds, that he holds the lochis hakemitza, that's called an avoda by itself. That's not a matir over there. So Toshima coming here. It says again, b'med v'amamurim b'kemitza over matan kli v'hiluch, that when could the kohen have a mind to do a machsheves pigul, the shasi does the kemitza or the matan kli or v'hiluch. So now my love, I'm talking about over here, hiluch ti haktara, we're talking about hiluch of taking it to burn it. Rosh Hashanah the loy pligi rabbonin of Tufti Rosh Lakish, here everybody holds that it would become pigul. So Chur Sarai to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be Kashan Meshlokish. Mashper by the halacha of the Kemitza to be burnt, it does become Pigli to have a Machshava then. So Morris says, Loi, I tell you, Hiluch, the Matan Kli. We're talking about right now, Hiluch, the halacha of Matan Kli. Means after the Kohen makes the Kemitza, he's holding the Kemitza now to put the Kemitza into a Kli. So that avoid of taking the Kemitza into a Kli, Rashi says, that avoid is not by the Levoina. By the Levoina, we don't have such an avoid like that. So Shita, this halacha is a complete avoider. That's what makes pigul. But it could be the halacha of taking the kemitza after it's put into the kli towards the mizbeach. Since that type of an avoider is also done by the Levoina, maybe it's called a chatzi matir. Maybe that alone would not make a pigul. So Marius Yochiv, that's the pshat over here, the matan kli of the hiluch. Why does it say two cases, matan kli and hiluch? Pe hiluch of a matan kli mi boile.
The Geshurah should have said first the Hiluch, should have said Hiluch, and then Matan Kli. If the Hiluch here means carrying the Kemitza to the Kli we're putting it into, so it should have said that before the Matan Kli. So Moshe says, Hola Kash, that's not a Kash, Echnami, Tani learn like that, Hochi. Rashi says to me, Hochi means Behiluch, over Matan Kli, first learn Hiluch, and then learn Matan Kli. The more still is, the end of the Brisa says though, Bol Loli Hak Torah, when it comes to burn it though, there it's different. Then it's only Chal Machshavah Spikl, if you have it Machshavah both, during the Hak Torah of the Kemitza and the Levoina. So the question is, what does it just say, Bol Loli Hak Torah? According to you, it should have said, Bol Loli Halacha, when you're coming to carry the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach. That also does not make pig unless you have Machshavah both of them. So Morris says, Hola Kashi, that's not a question, that Kivan the Halacha, Sarach Daktari, by carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, what's the purpose of carrying it? In order to burn it. Samei Lekorin Lehaktara, that's why it calls it already Haktara. Benech Nami, the same Shalom would be, not only Bishas, you're burning the Kemitza, but even carrying the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach, would also be the Shalom. It would be called the Chatzi Matir, if you only had the Machshava then, it would not make Pigul, according to the Chachamim. The more still is, when it says he put the Kemitz B'shtikra, L'chur Heilich Miboyle, should have said Lashon of Heilich. That's true, Kasha, this little Kasha. The change around the Brisa this much, and again, a little Kasha. Kasha always means just a Kasha, it's not so simple. But it's you if it's not, but if you have to, you could answer like that. Now it's a new Shah, the Gemara says. What's going to be Hikter Shumshum, Lechol Shumshum, Achekola, Kemitz Kula? Let's say he burnt the kemitza, but a shumshum means little pieces at a time, much less than a kezayis. He took out a little shumshum, little pieces of the kemitza, and he had in mind, b'shas he was burning this small amount, to eat a small amount of the shrayim tomorrow. So each one by itself is not called an avoid, it's not called an achilah. So there's no machsheves pickle here. But he decided did this until he finished burning the whole kemitza. So the kids at the end, he burnt the whole kemitza and had a mind to eat the whole kemitza. So that's a shayla, is a chal pigl or not. Again, shumshum means the size of a sesame seed. So Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna, it's a machlokes. Rav Chizda v'Hamnuna v'Rav Sheshes. That Chad Amar one says, yes, pigl, you go boss of the seif, lemaisi, he burnt the whole kemitza, and he had a mind to eat the whole shirayim tomorrow. So if what's chal pigl? The Chad Amar one says, no, posel, it's only posel, but not pigl. Why? Because Lamaisi, you did not do Haktara, and you did not do have in mind to eat a kezayis at one time. The Chadom, the third one says no, kosher. So Rav Shetri Machlokes. One says it's kosher completely, that is not Chal Apsul even. So much like this. Lema, let's say, Mandi Yama Pigal, the one that says it's Chal Pigal here, goes Kremneya, that all you could be Mefagal and Achati Matir. So what then on Achati Haktara also, you could be Mefagal. Human the apostle goes karabonin. They says even though you can't make pigul in a chatzim matir, but I call upon him with rabbanim. That was also makes up some with rabbanim. I call upon him. Human the kosher. The one that says no, it's kosher completely. I take Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rashi says the Yom Eliel Oimerani shezek kosher. He in chatzoyim mitzarf and he came in mitzarf to two chatzoyim two hairs and you don't make any xeris with rabbanim either. So according to Rebbe Shita over here. Since you're in each haktara was only the size of a shumshumim of a sesame seed, which is not called the maisa haktara, and you only had in mind to eat the size of a shumshumim of the shirayim tomorrow, which is not a shir achil either. So therefore, each shir was not choshev. You're now mitzarif them. Therefore, it's kosher. So maybe that's what the three machloek is tolyin. Smur says no mimai. Who said it's tolyin zebezeh? Duma maybe like this. Maybe ad kan loy kamer be meyhosa melo. The chishev b'shiurai. Even though Yoni Mechashv during the chatzim matir, but during the chatzim matir, had a mind to eat a shir. So since you're Mechashv on a shir, therefore it's chal pigul. Abel hochad le chishev b'shiurai loy, but here you are not Mechashv to eat a shir, only to eat the size of a shumshimim, that's not a shir achila. So maybe even according to Ramei, it should not be chal pigul. And secondly, v'yad kan loy kamerah baron hosam da koponim it's posul, or else there's no pigul, elo de loichishiv be bekulei matir. You didn't have the machshava during the whole matir. Avol hocha de chishiv be bekulei matir. Here, during the whole month, he had this machshava. But Rashi says, here the case could be, he had this machshava during the kemit sendal of oino. He had a mind to do like this. So since you had your machshava during the whole month there, hochinami the pickle. Maybe according to the Rabbanon, even though you had a machshava only and a chatzi shir each time, but maybe it's mitzarif and therefore would become pickle. And thirdly, v'yad kam lekama Rabbi Yosem. When does Rabbi say there's some mitzarif to machshavas? You did not finish the avoida itself. But over here, the hod malaya miyoisa avoida. Here that you finished doing this avoida itself. Hokinami the posel. It could be also agrees that called ponim it's posel and not to be kosher. Rashi says over there, you were not hod malaya l'shira chila miyoisi avoida shechishev the keves echod uvechalu acheres. That you didn't have the machshava in the same achilo, you didn't finish the achilo. But over here, you had the machshava during this burning the kemitza, teeth from the shirayim. It was only a problem here, you had the small amount of a shear, but maybe here it would be in starve, even according to Rebbe. So where says Rebbe like this? Elo, man diyama pigo, the one that says here it's pigo, bivri akil, goes to Kriyal, it's going to everybody. And man diyama apostle is also the riakil. Oman the Yom HaKosher is also the Riyakob. The kids have not told the Machlokes, Reb Meir and the Rabbanon and Rebbe. These Oman the Yom here, Reb Chizdo, and Reb Nuno, and Reb Sheshes, what they say according to everybody. And it's like this. Oman the Yom HaPigul, the one that says, Oman the Yom HaPigul, the Riyakil. Why Kesova, Derech Achila Bekach, or Derech Achtar Bekach. Even though you're only burning a small amount each time of the Kemitza, only a Shumshim of the Kemitza, so what? But the Maithi have ended off burning the whole thing. So now let's call the good Akhtara. And even though you only had a mind teeth, a small amount of it each time tomorrow, but so what? The Maithi have ended up, you had a mind teeth the whole thing tomorrow. That's called an Achila. Therefore, he holds like it's Chav Pickle according to everybody. Now, man, the Yom Apostle holds this only Apostle, the Riyakh goes according to everybody. Kesav yells like this, the Derech Achila Bekach. Really, it is called the Derech Achila. That's the way you eat. So the Chura, why isn't the Chav Pickle then? Because just v'en derech haktor bekach, it's not the way to be makter it. It's of heaven like mincha shloi huktero. It's mamish like you have your mincha that didn't have a mice haktoro. That's not called an haktoro. You can't burn less than a kazayas at a time. So therefore it's not called haktoro at all. That's why the mincha is posel. Not because it's chala psul pigul, or any type of psul, but just the mice, it's not called you made haktoro of the mincha. That's why it's posel. The man the yom, a kosher, one says, no, it's kosher over here, I tell you, divri akor goes according to everybody. Because kesavri holds, derech haktorah bekach, v'yein derech achila bekach, enech nami, this is called the derech haktorah. But v'yein derech achila, it's not the way to eat it. So therefore, the gate to the hilchos of the mincha itself, the mincha is kosher. Because l'maisa, you made haktorah on the mincha. Ah, you had a machshev as pigul, but v'yein derech achila bekach, because this is not the way you eat it. So it's not called Yerem Achshavah and Achilo, therefore it's not Chalap Sol Pigol, therefore it's Kasha completely. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.